Welcome, everybody. Share number 834. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of going through some various extremely important details brought down in a report and a printout, basically, from Rabbi David Haber from the Star K, all about cereals, how they're made and what the problems are and the various different brachos, how to look at it, and so on. Again, like we mentioned last year, we are not saying what bracha to make. For that, obviously, one has to get the most updated list, and we went through some various different issues to the point that the same cereal could be manufactured at the same time. We bought a case of Kellogg's Corn Pops, where he mentioned over there that the same cereal is in various different facilities, is actually made in different ways. The same cereal by the same company, sometimes with flour, sometimes with pieces. So that's how far it goes. So for someone to say, well, make this bracha and that bracha, it's almost impossible, unless one finds out the latest update on that cereal. Just a quick thing I want to mention in reference to Kellogg's Crispix, which we said last year, that is, the problem is it's mamish made half and half, half rice, half corn, half rice flour, half rice flour, which is mazonos, and half corn flour, which is Shahakol, and he came out that one should make a bracha mazonos on something else and make a shahakol on something else. But he does say over there also that one could break it in half, each piece, and break it in, take one, not each piece, one piece, break it in half, and on the lighter part, which is corn, to make a shahakol, or first to do the darker part, which is rice. He brings on the darker part of that Kellogg's Crispix. The darker part will be rice, make a mazonos on that. And the lighter part is corn, to make a shahakal on that. So that could be done also. We did say, Lamaisa, like he says also, it's you're probably better off making a bracha on something else in conjunction with what we spoke about last shir. Now, another interesting thing he brings down over there, first of all, something he brings down which we spoke about in reference to the cereal, right? We said, B'Shem Rav Moshe, if somebody, you have the regular amount of milk in your cereal, and I'm not putting in extra because I'm thirsty, yeah, it's part of my cereal. So that there's only one bracha, of course, made on the ikar, if it's Adamo, if it's Mazonos, you just make a bracha on that, and the cereal is covered, even though you might have a little bit left at the end. It's all covered. But the only thing is, he does bring down over there in reference to some of the fruits. Sometimes cereals have raisins in it, or sometimes strawberries people put in different type of things, different type of fruits. So he does say that that will be bottled. We did see from Rav Moshe brought down bananas, and Rav Moshe Taka says in the Tshuva, straight out, that we quoted a number of times, one should make a separate bracha. So, the thing is like this, if one is eating the fruits that they put in fruits, if it comes with fruits, usually the fruits are there to enhance the cereal. So definitely if the cereal is mazonos, and you're eating every spoonful a little fruit, eating in general the cereal, a little fruit, a little cereal, is each spoonful, and the fruit is there to enhance, basically, the fruit is there to enhance the cereal, or somebody puts it in to enhance, so then one bracha l'chari will be made. But Ramesh does talk about bananas. He does say fruits and bananas to make sense. So, I mean, it could be Ramesh was talking about possibly, if somebody is not, in other words, they're not doing it so much to enhance. I have the cereal and I have the fruits. I'm putting it together. So, I mean, if somebody wants to play it safe, you can make two brachas, but you have to eat it separately. Let's say I have a banana. Before I put my banana, let's say, into the cereal, so I'll make a ha'adama on the banana, right? To make sure I make a ha'adama on the banana. And I'll make a bracha. So if the cereal is ha'adama, so it doesn't make a difference anyways. But let's say it's mazonos, so then one should be careful to make a ha'adama on a banana separately. I mean, it's hard to say l'chari to make first the mazonos, but not put in the banana. Make a hadama, eat a bite or two of the banana separately, and then you don't have a problem, right? I'm eating the cereal separately, the hadama separately, fine. And now I want to put it together, you put it together. Lefira Moshe, for sure, that's good. There's no shaila. But he does say, if somebody, for whatever reason, does eat it together, let's say in a case of mazonos cereal, so, and they're eating it together, so then it would only be one bracha, and the fruit would be covered by the original, by the bracha of the fruit. He brings it, in other words, the fruit would be covered by the bracha of the cereal, because the fruit is there to enhance the cereal. That's what he wants to say, and therefore it becomes a toffle, becomes secondary to the cereal. Okay, so he does bring down over there under normal circumstances. So I'm not quite sure what that means exactly. But be it as it may, if somebody does eat the cereal and the fruit is only there to enhance the cereal, so then it will be, let's say, even if the cereal shahakal, so then the shahakal will cover everything. Again, if the person is eating the fruits and it's just there to enhance the cereal, it's tafel to the cereal. Now, the person's not sure, they like the cereal also, they like the fruits also, and the cereal, and it could be, you know, the what we spoke about, whereby Rav Moshe Taka says two brachas. So then again, same thing, if you make two brachas, it's fine, but it has to be done separately. I eat the banana separately, right, like we said, I make a adama, and I make separate on the cereal, and we go from there. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. And especially when it's a mazonos, when the cereal is a mazonos, there's more room to say also that it's a mamish there, you know, you only to make a mazonos if he, again, as long as you're eating it together. So that's the main thing that we are talking about. And it's also good if you're making the two brachas, you want to make sure lefi ramosha, to cover ramosha. So then, like we said, also to do it, to make the two brachas before one starts eating. I eat my banana separate, I eat the cereal separate, you know, to make the two brachas separately, like this, you're in the clear. Okay, so I just want to say also, Rabadna brings down Taka also, in reference to the fruits, and he says in most cases, so, you know, a person has to know, if they want to eat it separately, that's for sure, that he make two brachas, but he says in most cases, again, that the original bracha on the cereal would cover the both the first bracha and after bracha, the lechera, would cover the cereal, of course, the milk for sure, and even the fruits, as long as it's there to enhance the cereal. That he brings down, he says a word that it has to be there to enhance the cereal. And in general, we say that it's there to enhance the cereal. So again, that's basically the story. But again, somebody feels they want to do it separately, or they're not sure if it's there, they're doing it to enhance, they like the fruit also, they want to eat it separate, whatever. So again, two brachas could be made, but it has to be eaten separately. Not to make two brachas on the same thing. Of course, that's running into a bracha of Shein Etzricha, and one has to be careful not to do that. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Baruch Hakol Tov.